CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. For whom are the people in New Hampshire voting in the GOP primary?
Huntsman.
Huntsman.
Mitt Romney.
I voted for Newt Gingrich.
Romney.
I'm Mark Gaddick with the Huntsman campaign in New Hampshire. John Huntsman arrived at a polling place in Manchester to shouts of go, John, go, and join the hunt. Maybe no one is more at stake in this primary as Huntsman ignored Iowa, hoping a strong showing here would propel his campaign. Huntsman wouldn't set a goal as to percentage of votes, but says he'll surprise a lot of people tonight.
CBS's Jan Crawford.
With Mitt Romney's commanding lead going into New Hampshire, many of the other candidates have been fighting for second place, which they hope to use to build momentum going into the next state, South Carolina and Florida, which will be critically important to determining the outcome of this Republican nomination.
Polls close in New Hampshire in 4 hours. How far can TV go with the dirty words and images? The Supreme Court's reviewing the FCC's rules on it, with broadcast companies pushing for more sex and profanity during hours when children may be watching, and the FCC saying kids need some protection. U.S. Navy to the rescue of Iranians at sea for the second time in a week. CBS's Cammie McCormick in Washington.
Pentagon says a U.S. Coast Guard ship rescued six Iranians from a boat in the northern Persian Gulf. They apparently had engine trouble and at least one suffered injuries. Iranian authorities had welcomed the last U.S. rescue of a group seized by pirates. But at the same time, an Iranian news agency called the rescue operation a Hollywood dramatization of a routine event.
Iran has confirmed the death sentence for an American, a former Marine, condemned as a spy. This despite sharp criticism from the U.S. and pleading from the man's family that he was only in Iran to visit family. A night out with friends in Oshkosh ended very badly for the son of the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. Michael Philbin's body has been fished out of the Fox River. Police Chief Scott Broyle.
At this point, we are considering this an ongoing investigation as we continue to put together a timeline of events leading up to his disappearance.
When's the last time you drank enough to float a schooner?
About 70% of the adults surveyed by the CDC admitted to being on a bender in the previous month.
Binge drinking remains a common and a largely unrecognized public health problem.
The CDC's Dr. Ursula Bauer says it's not just college kids who are binge drinking.
Binge drinkers aged 65 years and older report binge drinking most often.
Health officials define binge drinking as consuming 4 or 5 alcoholic beverages on one occasion. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
On Wall Street so far today, the Dow is up 77 points. The Nasdaq has gained 28. Oil prices up $102.25 a barrel. If you want to surround yourself with people who want to live healthy, Men's and Women's Health magazine says Raleigh, North Carolina ought to be tops on your list, especially if you're a woman. For men, the healthiest city is Burlington, Vermont. This is CBS News.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution Rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11, 2012.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Israelis are building in disputed lands at record rates because they say it is their right.
Israeli settlement construction increased by 20% last year compared to 2010, according to the annual report of Israel's Peace Now movement. Peace Now director Yariv Oppenheimer says Israel approved construction of thousands of Jewish homes in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, despite U.S. calls for a settlement freeze. He said the settlements are destroying the chances of a two-state solution. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A Western Pennsylvania woman got downright ugly with the police officer. She was headed for jail after a drunk driving arrest. Police say DeShante Douglas exposed herself to the state trooper, relieved herself right there in front of him, and kicked him several times. A stun gun quieted her down so they could get her in the back of the police cruiser. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
An idea is born.
but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network with Bill Benega. Hey, thanks for joining me today, and we're sponsored in part by Dr. Carol Phillips from Swiss Dental Center.
And now, here's Bill Benega.
You've got tubes that are all screwed up. You go see her. She can take care of them. Hey, it's a big game tonight. There, a big game last night. Right? Not tonight. It was a big game last night, and it was exciting. And it was Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Well, it was a pretty boring game for a long, long time. It was absolutely. They didn't even need to put offensive teams out there. They could have just put the defensive people. They go fight back and forth. Anyway, it was pretty much. All right, now. Let's see what's going on today. I was just on the news just now. So, who is it? The networks, I guess the networks, are trying to get together with the FCC and convince the FCC that we need more sex, violence, and rock and roll, when the kids are up and all that. And I've mentioned this to you a couple weeks ago. And so, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the programming, okay? Don't worry about the programming. Just imagine that you're sitting with your 5-year-old in front of the TV. Any time of the day or night, these can come on. Any time of the day or night, as the commercials for Preparation H, Vagisil, or erectile dysfunction flash on the screen.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
It embarrassed me to say them just now.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
3 Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new ultra-high-field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
Yes, it is. And so go get the Siemens Skyra and all that because it's a really super-duper machine. The VA may be efficient, but when they're using an old torpedo tube from a World War II sub, for a MRI machine, it's tough to get in there. Here's our what's this and who's this today, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on January 10th of 1776, Thomas Paine anonymously published his influential pamphlet, Common Sense, which argued for American independence from British rule. On this date in 1860, the Pemberton Mill in Lawrence, Massachusetts collapsed and caught fire, killing up to 145 people, mostly female workers from Scotland and Ireland. 1901, the Spindletop oil field in Beaumont, Texas, produced the Lucas Gusher, heralding the start of the Texas oil boom. And today, they have the rain boom and the snow boom in Texas. It's hard to imagine. In 1946, the first General Assembly of the United Nations convened in London. And it should have kept them there. In 1962, a nice avalanche in Nevada in Nevada, in Peru, resulted in some 4,000 deaths. 10 years ago, the White House revealed that Enron Corporation had sought the administration's help shortly before collapsing with the life savings of many workers. Our birthday today, yeah. See, they were telling, so this is interesting because that was insider trading right there. So the people in the White House all sold their Enron stocks. Meanwhile, Martha Stewart went to jail for you. Okay, Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey is 74, singer Rod Stewart is 67, International Boxing Hall of Famer George Foreman is 63. Hall of Fame race car driver and team owner Bobby Rahal is 59 today. Let's say happy birthday to them and to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Bam, 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 bam. I didn't know if Karen was going to come in today for this biggie, but she apparently was very busy anyway. But here's what's going on. We're going to go right to the uncovered San Luis Obispo section, and as she foretold, things are not looking good for those people in San Luis Obispo who were involved in the toxic spill, or it wasn't a spill, it was a deliberate dumpage. Anyway, they're looking at civil and administrative fines as well as the arrests of city workers following the dumping of toxic chemicals in the city facility. City Attorney Christine Dietrich told council members and managers Thursday. So let's remember there was a disgruntled worker that had something to do with, it had to do with a personnel matter, it had to do with a female employee, something anyway. So we'll never know about that part of it, so that's odd, but we won't. So anyway, just know there was some kind of something right there. So the California Department of Toxic Substances Control, in case you didn't know, we had the DTSC, Department of Toxic Substances Control. Another regulatory agency started to investigate the deliberate dumping of the chemicals following an exclusive CalCoast News story on the incident. The state agencies have been interviewing city workers in the wake of the story. Now, here's what you need to know about this whole thing. So, and this is quite remarkable all in itself to learn this, I think. Under the city's stormwater and industrial waste permit, city staff was required to report the illicit chemical discharge to 12 agencies. DTSC requires reporting within 15 minutes of a purposeful chemical release and levels fines up to $25,000 a day until properly reported. If the fines were imposed based on the date that the dumping actually occurred, the city would owe about $8.8 million. Yeah, they were just kind of keeping it quiet. And it didn't work. All right. So we'll see where that's going. All right. Another big story today. Yeah, we got a couple here, and that is the local chapter of the Sierra Club lost its appeal on Monday to force off-road vehicles from a portion of the Oceano Dunes that the state rents from San Luis Obispo County. In 2008, the Sierra Club filed a lawsuit claiming that vehicles should be banned from the state's vehicular recreation area's 584-acre La Grande tract. The club argued that the county's coastal plan map listed as a buffer zone, which means vehicles are banned. Superior Court Judge Charles Crandall ruled that it was too late for the Sierra Club to mount a challenge. Not only did the second appellate court uphold Crandall's decision, it's too late to fight the state's 1982 coastal development permit. The appellate court also determined that having the area dubbed a buffer zone does not mean that off-road vehicles should be prohibited. Despite two pleading attempts, Sierra Club has failed to allege that the parks had a clear and present ministerial duty to ban off-highway vehicle activities on the La Grande tract, the appellate court decision says. Sierra Club is barred from collaterally attacking the 1982 coastal development permit by suing for mandamus declaratory or equitable relief.
Mm.
You bet. The court also ordered the Sierra Club to pay costs and certified the appellate court's unanimous agreement for publication. I think that's mostly what we got going on today. It's like the big news. So, tax hike that Governor Jerry Brown plans to put before voters in November will raise less than he hoped, according to the legislative analysts, which probably will require much deeper budget cuts than previously anticipated. The plan would raise only about $4.8 billion during the first year, $2.1 billion less than governor's budget writers had anticipated. Brown said he will reduce funding for kindergarten through 12 in colleges in the event that voters do not pass this tax plan. Brown's proposal would raise an average of $5.5 billion annually over the next three fiscal years, according to the analysts. Governor believes most of the new tax revenues would come from higher income earners each year. Analyst's office says it's nearly even split during the three full years of implementation, with slightly more money coming from the half-cent sales tax hike. So that's what happened with that, but I guess we're still going to vote on it.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Because we voted later than everybody else, but we don't care. We're still very significant and important. That's all I'm going to tell you with that California. All right. Okay, so they want to have more mayhem on TV for the kids. But we've talked about some of these things because I got the little rascals, ages 8 and 10, and so the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old. It's considered okay. It's considered, what is it called? Parental guidance cartoons because of violence. And so, and they're permitted to watch this. And they watch a thing called Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and it's a cartoon. It is the most violent thing out there. And it is like, whoa. You know? And so then there's movies that aren't nearly as violent. Now, there's movies not nearly as violent, but they're rated PG-13. And the kids can't see them. It's like it's a head scratcher to me sometimes. Anyway, it's just kind of crazy that it goes the way it does. God, everything's going on. There's something else rattling around the back of my small radio brain. It'll come forth here in a while from now. Let me do this alert thing right now because I wanted you to know about it. Alert, 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 alert. And that is the Welcome Home mission is today, and that's at the airport in Santa Maria between 12:50 and 1 p.m. to get there. The flight arrives at 1:30. And you need to get thinking about cranking. You'll need time to sign the flag and the card. The family has requested us to give their son a huge hometown welcome to the Ross family and their specialist that's coming in from Kuwait. So anyway, so everybody that can come, please come. And anyway, he's had two enlistments, and he's been overseas. And anyway, we're going to give a big hometown welcome in Santa Maria at the airport. Once again, that's today between 12:45, 1 o'clock. Yeah, if you can. I mean, if you can do it. And as long as you're down in Santa Maria, I might as well mention this to you. As long as you're in Santa Maria, you might as well go to Spencer's Fresh Markets because they're down there, and they're ready to go. That's it. That's their number one store. That's the original store right there, Spencer's Fresh Market in Santa Maria. And so you go there, and it's out on Orchard Road. And they have great things. And this is the last day of this sale, so let me tell you some of these things. Spencer's Choice Boneless New York Steaks are $6.99 a pound. Fresh pork spare ribs are $1.99 a pound. Prairie Fresh Natural Pork, which you know is excellent. The other thing, too, is can I just say this about this and then other store chains? I don't know what the new thing is. John Spencer tells you in his flyer, he says, this is the kind of meat it is. This is a Spencer's Choice boneless New York steak. If it was a bone-in New York steak, that's what it would say. If it was a ribeye steak, that's what it would say. If it was a top sirloin, it would say that. For some reason, some market chains have decided to start renaming their meat, you know, something catchy, but you have no idea what they're talking about. I'm just telling you that because, I kind of like to know what I'm buying. So, no, I'm not that smart. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are $1.79. I don't think they call them anything else for those, but they might. All right, so just know, though, I'm telling you about. Now, don't forget, we got the big games coming up. We got, two games on Saturday, a game on Sunday. Playoffs, things are happening. And you're saying to yourself, well, where am I going to get a deli tray? Where do you think? Go to Spencer's, order up your deli trays right now from the deli department. They got the meat trays, they got the meat and cheese trays, they got the cheese trays, the meat trays, the meat and cheese. They got veggies, they got the veggies with the dip. They got mix and match, they got shrimp jobber doos, you know. You name it, they'll throw it on a platter for you and sell it to you. So you just get hold of Spencer's and say, this is what I need. and they'll put that thing together for you because there's going to be some great games on. They have brewskis and other celebratory imbibements that don't drink too much. And then you'll have all the stuff that you need. So great, they just have a great butcher department. That's another thing to always remember about Spencer's. You know, if you need, how at Christmas time and whatnot, and Thanksgiving we advertise the big roasts. You know, the Spencer's. Well, you can ask them to get a roast. Say, I need a roast. You know, I got a special do coming up. I want to get one of the fancy dancy roasts. You can order any of that stuff. You know what I mean? If you need, what else do they have? You know, you need a ribby lamb ribby thing. What do you call those things with the ribs and the lamb and all that? Rack of lamb. You get that. They'll order your racks. They'll get you racks and everything. They'll do all that stuff for you at Spencer's. So Spencer's in 5 locations in San Luis Obispo and Santa Maria and Morro Bay Atascadero and Arroyo Grande. I know what came to mind. I know what was rattling around in my small radio brain. And it came to mind earlier today. Because here's the story. Here's why. Here we got the story here. Just a second. I turned the paper around so I can read the thing now. And it got me all screwed up. I turned it around so I could read the who's it and what's it thing. All right, so here we go. I'll have it in just 1 second. Okay, here we go. All right, plastic bag ban gets an unknown challenge. So here's some kind of auto dial thing is going on, and it's asking you to oppose the controversial plastic bag ban before the county waste management tomorrow. Calls came from a group that identified itself as the Environmental Safety Alliance, which doesn't make any sense. Because it's not environmentally safe with plastic bags anyway. By then, it was behind the alliance. It's been elusive to recipients of the calls, and many proponents of the bag ban believe the alliance may be tied to the plastic industry, which stands to lose millions of dollars. Should that. Here's the thing I don't understand. I do understand this. I understand. Here you have a status quo. You have people that manufacture plastic bags, and they already have the plastic they use. They already got the people that make them. They got the assembly lines and all that kind of stuff. Now, but here's the thing. So sometimes you just have to switch a little bit, it would seem to me, and you have to adjust for the to change your times. So they, if the newspaper and the Tribune has a biodegradable plastic bag it comes in the morning, if the Tribune can come up with a biodegradable plastic bag to put the paper in, it must. Then obviously it's possible to do that. So instead of losing millions and trillions of dollars, however much it is, why don't they say, okay, we'll change the bag formula so they biodegrade? That would make sense to me. That makes sense to me. Because there's lots of plasticky stuff being made these days that's biodegradable. Here's the other thing that came to my mind. It wasn't about the plastic bags because they're convenient for sure, but I guess I can do the other without a problem. But here's the thing. I was thinking back, I was harkening back to something that happened a number of years ago, and I thought to myself at that time, boy, that doesn't seem fair, and to this day, I still don't think it's fair, and I'll tell you what it was. One of the supermarket chains got nailed by whoever, FTC, somebody, because they weren't, are you ready for this? I don't know if you remember this. They weren't deducting the weight of the plastic bag. And remember, this was those thin little, thin, skinny little, thin, micro-thin plastic bags that you put bulk candy in. They weren't deducting the weight of the bag as if you could actually measure that. You know, but maybe they would just say, well, you should take a penny out. So at the time, I thought, that's absurd. Why don't you just put a disclaimer up there that says, by the way, you're going to be charged for the weight of the bag. And nobody would care. Nobody would care. That'd be like, let's take the price of the paper bag. If let's say they ban the plastic bags and you have to pay 10 cents for the paper bag. Let's say they lowered that to 100 for, 50 cents. You know, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, it gets to where it's so minimal in cost that it just doesn't matter. So, but then, interesting enough, somebody from the supermarket chain I was talking about that. Said, well, but then here's the weird issue of it. Here's how they decided that. They didn't decide about an individual bag that somebody used to put candy in. What they did was they said, well, how much does the roll that the of bag, you know, a roll of bags, you get a roll of bags, and how much does that weigh when they, you know, first put it up, so to speak, you know, they get it from the manufacturer and they stick it up there. And I think they said to me it's 50 pounds. So it weighs 50 pounds. Well, that's 50 pounds of weight that over a course of all that time, you know, they're charging people for extra for the candy. But individually, it's just, I just still don't think it makes sense to me. I just was like, I'm trying to think of any other product. Well, you know, and actually, that I don't know why they picked on the bags of candy. If you buy produce, you know, you buy produce, you buy lots of stuff in bulk. If you buy produce. You know, for instance, you're going to have an extra bag charge, but it's not something you can pay attention to. So I don't know. That's all I was saying about. And then the plastic bag thing is going to happen tomorrow, so there's all of these people involved in it. So, here, I wasn't poo-pooing. I made sure I told you I wasn't poo-pooing the idea of bird counting, but it was not something I would do. But anyway, here's what we found out. Whither have the geese flown? We're missing some geese. A brant goose flies over the Morro Bay estuary, and here's a picture of the brant goose, which the hunters like to shoot, by the way. And maybe that's where they're going. I have no idea. Like I said, maybe they're going someplace else. And you know, it's warmer, it's nicer. It's, you know, this global warming thing is getting place people going every which way that don't belong where they were. So that's hard to say with that. All right. And then, ask anybody who's ever tried to smoke using just the patch or just anything like that. And they'll tell you, nicotine gum or the gum, anybody that's just used that. And the tobacco companies have to spend a certain amount of money advertising, you know, the patch and the thingy. Matter of fact, I think one of them's owned by one of the tobacco companies. But the idea is that, you know, you'll eventually quit smoking because you'll, you know, reduce it, and you'll get rid. And it doesn't work at all. It doesn't work. They know they're going to get you back. They know that if you're using the patch or the gum, chances are you're coming back to smoking. It just isn't. It's not effective enough. It just isn't. It just doesn't work enough. Because you're used to sucking on cigarettes, you know, and so the delivery system becomes what's important to you. What you have to do is have something that says I don't want anything, which they now have drugs you can take, the, you know, not like old heavy drugs, just farm. There's certain pills you can take for getting rid of the smoking thing. But nicotine therapy, I didn't know they called it that. I thought they were just called, you know, screwing you some more.
They sailed you into paradise. They stunned you with the grand illusion. Now the legacy continues.
Are you ready?
Styx Live.
Let's get it on!
January 26th at 8, Shumash Casino Resort. The news is out. Styx is back with an all-new show. Come sail away again. Styx. January 26th at Shumash Casino Resort. Styx Live. Reserve seats on sale now at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. Welcome to the world of Styx.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this was a cool question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
We are in the heart of the convention center where you'll find more than 30 football fields of gadgetry, and here's a taste of what you'll see. As always, televisions make the boldest statement at the show, and this year you'll see more of what are called OLED televisions. These are ultra-thin and offer the best picture on the market, and pretty much every TV you see has 3D functionality and connects to the Internet. To appreciate just how difficult it is to put on this show, just come outside and check out all the crates. This is the stuff from Mitsubishi right here. Behind us are the crates from Microsoft, and this is just a tiny fraction of the overall amount of equipment here in Las Vegas. One of the big themes for the show is seeing all the accessories for smartphones and tablets. This is one of the more unusual contraptions we've seen. This turns your iPad into a guitar. This is a product from Ion. It will retail for $99 when it comes out this summer, and it teaches you how to play the guitar. Panasonic is trying to give us a sense as to what cars might look like in the future. This is not a video game, but a vision to make driving safer and easier. People may think of CES really as a place to unveil TVs and computers, but it's really a lot more than that. It's really for any product that requires batteries or electricity and is available to consumers. We're at the Anata booth, and as you may have guessed, they sell massage chairs. This is a new kind of appliance from LG. It actually looks like a refrigerator, but when you open it up, you're not going to see any food in there. You see clothes. They call this the Styler. It will sterilize your clothes, take out some odors, do some drying, and also take out your wrinkles. No price yet, and we don't know when this will be for sale. In computers this year, it's all about Ultrabooks, thin, powerful laptops with long battery life. Virtually every computer maker is coming out with their own version. Companies like Google and Apple don't come to CES. Instead, they hold their own events throughout the year. Microsoft has decided to go that route and says this will be its last year at the show, which has some wondering whether CES is losing its clout.
The big companies don't want to be on this show's schedule to say, okay, early January every year, we have to have the big product for the year. But I haven't seen one new product that is a thing that we've never seen before, a behavior we've never seen before. And that's what everyone looks for. And this show gets a knock when it doesn't have one of those.
But for smaller companies and startups, CES is still perceived as a must. Zybotics is making its debut this year, and it makes a product that turns your iPhone into a robot.
We're just interested in being here and getting exposure, and I think, you know, the less other product announcements are out, better off for us.
Despite the changes in the industry, CES still remains a very powerful draw, with more than 2,700 companies coming to the event. Dan Simon, CNN, Las Vegas.
All right, wait a second. Wait, let's go back here. That's quite a huge, but listen to this. Wait, listen to this thing here. Okay.
We are in the heart of the convention center, where you'll find more than 30 football fields of gadgetry.
Right there. 30 football fields. 30 football fields of gadgetry. Yeah, Nancy and I have been to some. We used to go to the fancy food show and check out coffee and stuff and see who's making it what. And we'd go to the one in San Francisco. I mean, that wore us out. You know, it wasn't 30 football fields, and it still wore us out. 30 football fields. Sorry. This is why I think this is why Microsoft and these people are saying, you know, it's a little bit hard to focus on products when you got that much product out there. Kind of interesting. But you know what's interesting too is in today's paper they had a picture in the back here, and this is the auto show. This is going to be the auto show introductions, and then this is they're making their first appearance in public Monday, the Detroit Auto Show, and so here's these concept cars. Now, I don't know if I've ever seen a concept car, except maybe the Dodge Viper and a couple of others, that actually went from a concept car to actually being made as a car. Do you know what I mean? They don't do that. They show you this funny thing, and then they never make them. But anyway, whatever. Tesla, I guess, the electric. I saw a Tesla up in Monterey when we took the kids here a few months ago, and it's a spiffy affair. And it has, I forget the base price is like $80,000, and this one was $120,000 or something like that. It was very, very pretty. One of the 1% was driving, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I wasn't jealous or anything. I just thought it was pretty kind. I guess I'm supposed to be jealous. All right, now here's the other thing with TVs. Now here's the new thing, though, that he didn't mention about the TVs. The new TVs are responding to hand and voice gestures, or voice and hand gestures. I guess that would be the proper way to say that. And so what happens is if you, but you can't do everything. You can say certain things to it. You can't say, like, turn the volume up or turn the volume down, which is too bad because you'd think they could get that done. But anyway, if they can make a smartphone, you would think they could do this. But anyway, LG Electronics said it will sell a remote, which high-end flat panel TVs that contains a microphone. You'll be able to speak into the microphone to enter text on the TV for Twitter updates and web searches. You still won't be able to change the channel or control the volume. And so they got that kind of stuff. So then they have another one that smart TVs have been around. They have another. Samsung also said it would have TVs that respond to voice commands. In addition, it's launching its first TV with a built-in camera. As you watch the thing, it watches you. And then looking for hand gestures that prompt it to move the on-screen cursor or to launch apps. Or to turn itself off forever. You used the hand gesture it really didn't like. Speaking of these kind of semi-intelligent TVs, here's a very fascinating article today in the paper about the Obama administration and the drones go global under Obama and how many drones we're using all over the world now. You don't risk pilots, you don't risk Navy SEALs, you carry on clandestine operations now. They didn't say this in this article, which I'm very surprised because I guarantee you tomorrow there'll be letters to the editor out the yin yang between now and the whole rest of the week. Because what's going to be the concern about this kind of surveillance is the fact that it could also be used in this country, if it already isn't being. Once you've thought of it, it's probably already happened anyway. So they could be surveilling drug things and doing all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? People sunbathing in the backyard, whatever. Be very cautious. Be very cautious. I know. You don't have the right to do that. I don't know what they're going to do in here's the problem. They're not going to, let's say you go along the border with these things and you see drug things going on, you know. Well, they're not going to, they're not going to kill the people that are doing the drug trades. I'm not sure why, but they're not going to do that. They need a big pie thrower or something. I don't know what's going to dissuade if you don't. We don't wipe them out. I don't know what's going to dissuade them from not keeping doing it, whether they have a drone in the air or not. But anyway, that's kind of interesting. Then they had, you flip the page over here, and they showed another kind of drone that they had and they used. And this was kind of interesting, I thought. And this is a drone. Get a drone of your own, Bill. You fool. Here it is right here. A drone helicopter carries supplies to U.S. troops. And for the first time, the U.S. military is using a drone to deliver food and supplies to troops in Afghanistan. On December 17th, on a 90-minute flight, the Marine Corps deployed a cargo-lifting K-MAX helicopter drone to carry 3,500 pounds of food and supplies to U.S. Marines at Combat Outpost Payne in southern Afghanistan. That's P-A-Y-N-E, but it's probably P-A-I-N that work as well. We delivered the cargo. It was supposed to be delivered by convoy. Now that convoy has three pallets that it does not have to carry, said Major Kyle O'Connor, the officer in charge of squadron's cargo resupply. Because the K-MAX drone can resupply troops without risking lives, the military hopes it can reduce the number of truck convoys to forward operating bases, which are targeted by roadside bombs attacks in Afghanistan. And also the Pakistanis, who say, okay, well, we're not going to let you drive your trucks anymore through here. They say, okay, well, we don't need your stinking trucks. Who needs your stinking truck? We don't need your stinking truck. We got drones, man. We got the drones. So I'm sure, I remember reading about this a long time ago here, but in the Air Force, you got the people in the Air Force that are pilots, Navy flyers and Air Force Marine flyers, Army pilots, all, and they poo-poo this whole idea of sitting in a building somewhere and having a little cockpit thing and you're flying around. They think that's a lesser thing. Now, for a while, I don't know what's going on now. For a while, in order to maintain the integrity of the pilots, they were using pilots to actually fly the drones until they found out they could use a 10-year-old kid to do it. So I think they may have changed that. They may have changed it. So I know the planes are going to go away for sure, but there's that. Now, other things that are going on. This is a Myers case evidence and legal fight. Defense attorneys want extermination. Why did I say that word? Why did that come out of my mouth? Defense attorneys want examination. Judge wants same rules for other four charged. Attorneys for one of the five people accused of killing Destiny Myers wrangled in San Luis Obispo Superior Court on Monday over how and when to release evidence such as the slain teen's tissue samples. The lawyers representing death penalty defendant Ty Michael Hill of Santa Maria argued before Judge Barry LaBarbera for the release of evidence they'd like to review. The physical evidence that they're pressing prosecutors to turn over includes DNA samples from each of the defendants. They also want to see records of who is visiting defendants in the San Luis Obispo County Jail. They're going back and forth here. Because we have, a justice system that, it's not enough to just kill and burn a person to death. They got more has to be involved. More has to be there. What is this I got here? What do I got here? Oh, we've got the Tell All Obama book raises debate. Jody Kantor's upcoming book, The Obamas, reveals alleged tensions in the White House.
T4G LTE is fast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you hear it might rain?
Yeah, we heard.
So 4 seconds ago.
4G LTE with speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. AT&T.
In September of 2010, two French journalists claimed that Michelle Obama told French First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy living in the White House was, quote, hell. White House aides moved quickly to refute the story, and Bruni, through a spokesperson, said it was false. The incident led to what is perhaps the most eyebrow-raising assertion in a new book on the Obamas by New York Times reporter Jody Kantor. Then White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs unloaded, cursing Michelle Obama, after top Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett said the First Lady was dissatisfied with the press office's response to the alleged comments. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the book overhypes and sensationalizes events, but wouldn't say the account was untrue.
Sometimes that intensity leads people to raise their voices or have sharp exchanges, but the overall picture is one of remarkable collegiality and a genuine focus.
Behind the scenes, administration officials and sources close to the president are pushing back firmly, stressing that Kantor didn't interview the president or Mrs. Obama for the book and hasn't talked to them since 2009. One source provided a list of errors in the book. On NBC's The Today Show, Kantor stood by her portrayals, saying they were based on her interviews with dozens of current and former White House aides and friends of the Obamas, including Robert Gibbs. But she also said the main thrust of her reporting about the First Lady was how her role in the White House has changed over time.
This is about Michelle Obama's learning and transformation as First Lady, because she, at this point in the narrative, is moving away from more of an emphasis on fashion and style and towards much more substantive work. She really wanted to fill her First Ladyhood with meaning.
Robert Gibbs and Valerie Jarrett put out coordinated statements in response to the book, Gibbs apologizing, saying, I regret speaking in anger and regret that this disagreement became so public, and Jarrett saying that she and Gibbs have always worked through their differences out of mutual respect and a shared commitment to the president, both of them obviously saying bygones are bygones as the White House is ready to move beyond this headline. Brianna Keeler, CNN, The White House.
Well, that sounds like an exciting book right there. Okay, tensions in the way. What do you think? What would you imagine, maybe? Especially the First Lady, that has to really suck. You're the president, you can just kind of, saunter around and be important. The First Lady's got to define herself, and that's what the American people expect. So this was interesting, though. So the impression that Michelle Obama defined herself in a fashion sense and whatever when she came to the White House, she already had that. She just brought that with her. It's not like she, dressed in jogging suits up until the time she got to the White House and said, "Okay, I think I'll dress up." That was already part of her thing. And what she does after that, then you got to, they like you to help kids and do things and plant potatoes in the backyard. That's a good idea. We don't elect a first lady. She comes along with the first man. And so, or vice versa, in case we ever elect a woman, we don't elect them, and so therefore they should never to me be the focus of anything that we should care about. Unless they're completely insane and a lot of fun. Okay, in case you hadn't heard this, there was a 7.3 earthquake that struck off Indonesia, Sri Lanka, or someplace. What was it? Somewhere there. And
That's a big one. So we'll see what's going on with that. We don't know yet. They have just all kinds of stuff going on. Let me see if I can give you one here I want to tell you about. They had this story in the news the other day. The Sandusky book actually helped police. You know what the name of the Sandusky book is? Touch. Touched. Touched. Like help police. Okay. And then, oh, here, Google to get a radical transformation. That's the one I noticed right there. Okay. And the problem is that those of us that are, you know, as we age, we resist these changes. Once we've got it figured out, you know, don't screw around with it. We know how to work it now. Now you're going to do something, and we've got to get the kids in to help us again. And the change that's been called the most radical transformation ever to Google search engine, the Mountain View, California company on Tuesday announced an update called Search Plus Your World, which causes Google's robots to incorporate data from its social networks as well as the public Internet when delivering search results to people. Search is pretty amazing at finding that one needle in a haystack of billions of web pages, images, videos, news, and much more, Google said in a blog post this morning. But clearly that isn't enough. You should also be able to find your own stuff on the web, the people you know and the things they've shared with you, as well as the people you don't know but might want to, all from one search box. Company added, search is simply better with your world in it. Gotcha. On the prominent blog search engine Land, Danny Sullivan writes that the updates fundamentally change the way Google's search engine functions, calling it the most radical change ever. New system will perhaps make life much easier to some people, allowing them to find both privately shared content from friends and family plus material from across the web through a single search rather than having to search twice using two different systems, he writes. However, Search Plus Your World may cause some privacy worries, as the private content may appear as if it exposed publicly. It is not. It may also cause concern that making private content more visible to friends and family than those sharing may have initially intended. Who knows? You'll find out. When is this thing coming out? Yeah. Oh, they have a toggle switch that controls so personal results should appear in the upper right corner of the search results. Yeah, that's like. Okay, there we go. And it says that the change also is upset competitors who complain that Google gives preferential treatment to content from its own products, from Google to YouTube and to YouTube. Anyhow. And now you got Charter, who's got all this faster internet speeds and whatnot. And I've noticed them already. I have Charter, and I've noticed that it's faster. It is. I haven't uploaded anything like songs or movies or anything. I haven't tried uploading yet, but just download speeds are faster. They're noticeably faster. The third time they've increased their speed at no extra cost, at no additional cost to you, the consumer. Charter. Get Charter Smart. I mean, it really is fast. Compare that to the dial-up days, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Oh.
Thank you. We've come a long way, baby. We've come a long way. All right. So this, I guess, is supposed to be interesting news to everybody. I don't know why. Jay-Z, he's the rapper guy, and he's married to Beyonce, and they had a baby named Blue Ivy. Don't ask me. Anyway, he's already released a song about the baby. Of course, he had 9 months to write it, so how hard is that? Anyway. And then Snoop Dogg was, we mentioned Snoop Dogg was busted. And as a matter of fact, the same place that Willie Nelson was busted in, I mentioned him in the same sentence yesterday. So it's just a place to go to get busted. It's only a $50 fine, and you don't even have to show up. Okay. Other news in our world. Okay. The Food and Drug Administration is warning patients about a potential mix-up between powerful prescription pain drugs and common over-the-counter medications made at Novartis manufacturing plant. The issue stems from manufacturing problems at the Lincoln, Nebraska facility, which triggered a recall Sunday of 1,645 lots of Novartis over-the-counter drugs, including Excedrin, Buprin, No-Dose, and Gas-X. The company has received hundreds of complaints of broken pills and inconsistent bottles of packaging that could cause pills to be mixed up. And you sure don't want your Gas-X mixed up with anything else, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Vince News. guess who's written a book? You may not know this man, but Steve Martin was in Itasca. He was a city council person, and then he was a KPRL for many, many years, and he was a newsman. And so we shared news stories back in the day. We shared news stories with KPRL, and did reports for each other. And anyway, Steve was a really nice guy. I really liked him. Lon Allen. I first met Steve Martin when he walked into high school advanced speech class. Steve, along with a dozen other students who recorded and produced a 50-minute radio show that was broadcast on KPRL on Wednesday nights. This was much later when he became a newsreader. It was the only positive thing I ever did as a teacher. Fortunately, I remained friendly with many of those students, but more so with Steve. He earned a bachelor's degree in journalism from Fresno State, spent much of his adult life in broadcast and print journalism and public relations before being hired as the executive director of Atascadero Main Street 8 years ago. Often we covered the same news events. Sometimes Steve was the news event. Having run with Atascadero, said, so on June 33rd, a new book of Atascadero's history will make its debut as a result of Steve's energy and passion for Atascadero. Close to 200 photos and 17,000 words have been put together in a book called Atascadero, appropriately, which is part of an Arcadia Publishing Images of America. Atascadero was the only community in San Luis Obispo County without an Arcadia history book, and it was Steve's goal to write it, and by God, he had. It's a good friend. I have written it. And Paso Robles High, they got the new addition on there, and they're going to put the students in that. We're looking forward to that. All right. Now, this is good news for all of us, I think. Mission Community Bank repays TARP money. Company buys back shares worth $5.1 million. And so we're back in the swing of things here. So that's cool. A few local banks participated in the program, often referred to as the federal bank bailout, because most were wary the government oversight of the funds would be onerous, according to previous Tribune reports. Heritage Oaks Bank received $21 million from the U.S. Treasury. Pacific Capital Bank Corp. and Paramount First Bank received $188 million in July of 2011. Pacific Capital Bank Corp. rebranded First Bank as Santa Barbara Bank and Trust. Mission Community Bank has offices in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Santa Luis, Paso Robles, and Grande and Oxnard. It's interesting. Because at one time, Santa Barbara, at one time we had here, and it was a big building on the corner of, let me make sure I get this right, Osos and Marsh Street. There's a big building there, and it was Santa Barbara Savings. So then, remember, we had the savings and loan debacle years ago. So then they changed the name of that. Then and they changed it again. Maybe we can say ahead of the curve. What a fun story this is. Sort of, anyways. For a guy who's a slug. Police in Wisconsin arrested 30-year-old Bizao Dudu Zopity Bop Bop. I think I have that right. Authorities in southern Wisconsin facing the tongue twister banks, and they arrest that guy. The unusually named 30-year-old was in jail Sunday in Madison. Police say he violated his bail condition from a previous run in with the law. Court records show that his name used to be Jeffrey. I can't say what it was. No wonder he changed it. Jeffrey Wilshke, I guess. He legally changed in October. Zippity Bop 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 was arrested last week. He's charged with carrying a concealed knife and possession of drug paraphernalia and marijuana. Zippity Bop Bop Bop. But you have to have the first part, those Bizao Dudu Zippity Bop Bop Bop. I think there's a version of I Ain't Got No Bunny that has that in there. I think that's where it came from, but maybe he just made it up himself. It's hard when you get into too many of the bebops and the zippity doodahs and all that. Pretty hard to tell. But I think that's where it might have come from. Okay. Other people, we got New Hampshire voting today, and so fine, we'll see how that ends up tonight. Thank you. Other things going on. Ardent investigators say, this is a huge thing in Kalinga. Investigators say arson is suspected in blaze that destroyed 14 big rig tractors and several trailers at California's Harris Farms cattle operation, state's largest cattle feeder and beef processing center. Fresno County Sheriff's investigators say the trucks in a storage yard were burning when firefighters and deputies arrived at the property. The company says it doesn't expect any disruption in operations. That's a lot of money there. Then here's a drunken father who tossed a 7-year-old overboard in a busy Orange County harbor, forcing another boat to veer to avoid hitting the boy. Pleaded guilty Monday to felony child abuse and endangerment. Sloan Bryles, 35, of Irvine, avoided jail By accepting a plea deal, the father, a former Marine, was sentenced to 3 years of probation, 180 days in the Veterans Administration Residential Treatment Program, and 1 year in the Child Abusers Treatment Program. So, so that means he's going to do 3 months, in a residential facility. Try to get his mind right. All right. Another Afghan soldier turned his gun on U.S. Soldiers and killed one. They were playing volleyball. Oh, he's been driving me nuts. He's driving everybody nuts. I guess I'm not alone there. Yeah, okay. And then recession holds down spending on health care. Americans are paying off doctor visits, filling fewer prescriptions because, we can't afford it. And so this is, you know, you're talking about why doctors are, we talked the other day, they had an article about doctors going bust and for this myriad of reasons, because they're not being reimbursed enough by Medicare. The people that should go to the doctor but can't afford it don't go. I don't know if it's Obamacare we need or not need, or some other alternative, but I certainly think we need something. I think we need something. It certainly would seem. And so far, we're just getting bits and pieces of weirdness. All right, let's do some CBS News here and find out what's going on in our world. We'll come back and have another hour of Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Mitt Romney's five competitors for the Republican presidential nomination seem to grant him New Hampshire. Rick Santorum.
Hey, I feel like I'm on an episode of Survivor. Just keep me on the island.
I'm Peter Mayer in Manchester. For Newt Gingrich, Election Day means retail politicking outside a polling place here in the state's largest city. As protesters and supporters for some of his opponents shouted it out, Gingrich kept campaigning against frontrunner Mitt Romney.
He raised taxes. I fought to lower taxes. He was for gun control and raised the tax on guns.
Gingrich is trying to break from what polls indicate is a back-of-the-pack position in New Hampshire, even as he looks ahead to the first Southern primary next week in South Carolina. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Activists in Syria say at least 10 more are dead after Syrian government forces fired in front of Arab League reform monitors.
The briefing we received on Syria was alarming. By any standard.
UN Ambassador Susan Rice says the UN is now estimating the violence has increased since Arab monitors arrived in Syria.
An estimated 400 additional people have been killed, an average of 40 a day, a rate much higher than was the case even before their deployment.
The U.S. wants stronger Security Council action against Syria, but has faced opposition from Russia and China. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
From the late 20s to the mid-70s, the state of North Carolina sterilized thousands of people, and now the state has a task force offering compensation of $50,000 to the sterilized who are still alive.
It is a low number, but it's certainly better than the $20,000 recommendation that had been considered and had also been a part of past legislation.
State Representative Earlene Parman on Wall Street, the Dow up about 68 points, NASDAQ gained about 24. Lightweight pot smoking is not the threat to your health you've been led to believe, not according to the latest research.
20 years of following pot smokers and tobacco smokers, and the bottom line...
At the lower levels of marijuana intake, which are common among many Americans, the consequences for lung function are not very substantial.
Dr. Stefan Kertész, University of Alabama, Birmingham School of Medicine, says pot smokers even show improved lung air flow, not that smoking marijuana is recommended.
Marijuana can induce a cough right away. Anybody who's watched a Harold and Kumar movie has seen Harold coughing away or Kumar coughing away.
Ow! Come on, dude. Just take one hit.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The National Football League.
Once again, a violent collision. This one's head-to-head.
Wants to combine all the lawsuits over concussions suffered by past players. The lawsuits ask the NFL to pay more than 100 former players more than $5 million.
32 on third down and six. Cobb in trouble. Gets over.
Some players got their bells rung so hard so many times they still hear it. This is CBS News.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
Reno Air Race fans wait to see if the government will sanction another one.
The head of the NTSB, Deborah Herzman, says in general, air shows and air races have an extremely safe record.
There is an inherent level of risk, and in fact, that danger is, I think, part of the attraction.
It's why millions come out to see them, and the FAA's John McGraw does not expect changes in safety regulations.
If we become aware of a risk that is exceeds the boundary of what we think is acceptable, then we would make those changes, but not currently.
A World War II vintage plane crashed into the crowd last year in Reno, killing 11 people. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
A BMW on its way into the U.S. at the San Diego border checkpoint had a nervous driver at the wheel, so Border Patrol sent the car to the side for closer inspection, and hidden in the doors was 50 pounds of cocaine. The alleged smugglers in jail, the cars in the impound yard, cocaine's with the DEA. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
drought conditions.
You're right, Kelly. That's why at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, we emphasize the importance of water conservation by featuring environmentally friendly products.
The store has an unbelievable selection of showerheads that offer everything from needle jet sprays to soft, soothing raindrops. And let me guess, the showerheads can reduce water usage.
You got it.
So that's why we're letting people know that the store is the low-flow toilet specialist in Flow County.
Yep, our low-flow toilets can save folks 25% on their water bill. But that's just part of the story, Kelly.
Are you going to tell them the other part of the story about when you got stuck under the kitchen sink trying to install a low-flow faucet?
Kelly.
Dad.
Kelly.
Dad.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures, shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's, San Luis Obispo.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's, whose slow promenade seems so big? You start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but brands people really want and styles people really love. Mike, Andy, Shushan, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
Tsunami warning has been issued for Sumatra, according to the Reuters news agency. It follows a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit off the Indonesian island's northwestern coast. Let's go to Jennifer Delgado at the World Weather Center. So let's take this bit by bit, slowly, if we may. The earthquake that was reported when, and what are we now hearing on the tsunami warning?
Okay, well, I want to update you. We did get this report of the earthquake. It happened just after midnight local time. I can tell you, as I go back over to our graphic here, to give you an idea, we're talking in the northern Sumatra area. This is where Banda Aceh is. The area in red, that is where the earthquake was. Again, as you said, a 7.3, but it was actually quite shallow, roughly about 29 kilometers. Now, there's not a threat for a widespread tsunami like what we saw what happened in Japan, but we do have a threat for this coastal area right here. I think for about the next 15 minutes, that tsunami possibility would arrive across that northern part of the region. Again, the earthquake, the epicenter, located about 200 kilometers off the coast of Sumatra, and the threat for that tsunami is going to be really within about 100 kilometers near that region. Again, typically when you see earthquakes this strong or close to to this region, I'm keeping in mind this is in the Ring of Fire. Certainly, this brings a lot of warning for this area because this area right here has been home to many very strong, deadly earthquakes. So, right now, we're not getting any reports of any damages across the region. There's still no confirmation whether or not a tsunami has reached that area, but there is that threat right along that coastal region as we go through about the next 15 to 20 minutes. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, watching that. Of course, we'll be following that as well. Thank you.
off Sumatra. That's what it was. Anyway, so let's hope there's an enemy tsunami there because we've had enough of that. Our weather and everything's whacked out. The whole world, as you can tell, is a little bit whacked out. We know what it's from, of course. Gravity. It's probably gravitational forces over there. Things that are going on. These letters, normally I like to read you some letters because people say some things, lately, whining or something. I don't know what's wrong. I'm looking. I'm like, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't care. All right, let's see what we do have. News. We had news. Oh, we had environmental news over the weekend, though. A group of Sacramento area property owners and land managers on Wednesday threatened to sue the federal government does not proceed with removing a native beetle from the endangered species list. See, there's another. So we got shrimp around here. We got beetles there. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service initially proposed removing the Valley Elderberry Longhorn Beetle from the endangered species in 2006. It dragged along the process. There's evidence the beetle's population has improved. Its habitat has always been relatively abundant. But because the beetle remains protected, construction projects are often required to relocate or replant the bushes of great expanse. Okay. There was a letter. There was a letter about... There was a letter about the Sweet Springs. And another person saying, just leave the trees alone, would you? And, it amazes me, like I said, I used to walk around down there. I live nearby. And it was fine. And then, it was given to somebody. It was given to some land outfit. And it was given to somebody. And so then they had to put a fence up. The first thing they had to put a fence up. And in the entire time I was ever down there, I never saw anybody riding a bicycle in that area. But they put a fence up with a gate that made it impossible to get a bicycle into the Sweet Springs, to make sure that you couldn't do that. I don't know about if you can do it from the other end, though, where it comes out. Anyway, so then as soon as you put a fence around something, then everybody's got to get involved in something. All right. Now, here's other things in the news. The Supreme Court EPA case could be a milestone. Idaho couple and their allies want to be able to sue the agency even before it tries to enforce orders through legal actions. Sacramento attorney Daniel Schiff will be carrying the conservative flame Monday when the Supreme Court considers what could become this year's hottest environmental case. The 32-year-old Schiff, a senior staff attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, hour-long oral argument marks a personal milestone. The Monday morning session, which happened yesterday, will be his first appearance before the nation's highest court. We don't care about him. We care about the case. We don't care about that. Anyway, in sum, the Sacketts and their business allies want more free leeway to challenge Environmental Protection Agency orders. Specifically, they want to be able to sue the EPA even before the agency goes to court to enforce an order. There are these people that are compulsive, obsessive-compulsive people. They want to get things done right away. And there are those of us that, any time is nap time as far as we're concerned. Now we have the wolf. XBGZ, whatever its name is, that crossed into the United States, into California, crossing California, Northern California, and I saw the other day it said it was looking for a mate, which concerned me a great deal because it's the only one that's here, wolf a pick or whatever it's going to be. I don't know how they're going to do it. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody today. Have you heard of him?
I don't know. He might be not that dumb. That's where I found my wife, in that region.
Well, but there was she was there. This poor wolf is looking around for something that so far we know isn't there yet.
Yeah, well, nobody didn't get the memo.
What is the name of the thing? E-Harmony. That's what it is.
E-Wolf Harmony?
E-Wolf Harmony. And now there's a new movie out. There's a new movie out with Liam Neeson that's going to make a change. If you liked wolves at all, you won't now. Yes.
The previews look pretty scary. That's a big wolf.
I have to tell you, I've gotten over this, but it took me many years. When I was a kid, I saw Peter and the Wolf, and then I had a very bad nightmare that I kept with me for years about a wolf. And it was really funny in a way. The wolf was sitting on a sofa in my grandmother's house, and clothed. It was clothed, and I was trying to run past it to get to the kitchen, and it grabbed me and started to gnaw on me. But it tickled me. It's like, when your father would do that, he'd tickle you with gnawing on you?
Yeah.
So why that would be a nightmare, I don't know, but it did. It bothered me forever when I was young. So wolves, I keep my distance, of course, but I know the problem I used to. But wolves are spooky. Yeah.
My nightmares used to center around suddenly finding myself way high in the sky and realizing I can't fly. I think I was okay up until the time it dawned on me. Hey, wait a minute, I can't fly.
That's interesting. Now, are you afraid of heights normally?
No more than any reasonable person. I respect heights. You know, I can work high. You know, that's one of the requirements to be on the fire department. You got to be able to function atop the ladder. But what I was calling about, that couple that wants to build their home,
yeah.
They're like 6 blocks from the lake that is EPA is theoretically trying to protect. And they've sent them a letter saying, cease and desist, replant your lot, because they had already done the soil preparation to build their house, you know. And they get an order from the EPA to cease and desist and replant the vegetation they'd removed because they were like less than a mile from a wet, you know, a lake.
Right.
But they're in the middle of a residential neighborhood. It was showing it on TV where the lot is, and the EPA has been sitting on them for years. Now they say, well, you can't bring lawsuit against us because unless and until they take you to court for violating their order. Then you can't take them to court. What's that about? Their order, they're obeying the order. They quit building their house. Who can afford to sit on a vacant lot and not have a place to live?
Ask many people that own lots in Cambria about that. Or Los Osos. Or yeah. Los Osos.
I'm not suggesting this is unprecedented.
No, I was going to say.
But it's unbelievable. And this is not our government serving us. This is a lot in the middle of a neighborhood, you know.
I always get...
And it's because we said so.
I always get perplexed. I got to tell you, Gary, I'm one of these people that, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, but I don't care. I'm one of these people that that the people that complain about, you know, developers and they complain about development and all that kind of stuff, where are they living? Are they living in a tree?
Yeah.
They're living in a house that somebody developed.
Yeah.
You know?
Developer is somebody that wants to build a house, and an environmentalist is a person that already owns one.
No, I mean, really, it's kind of weird to me. I really don't get the argument a lot of times about, you know, we don't want this. You know, well, we didn't want you. When I moved here 35 years ago, they didn't want me.
I was totally bummed out when somebody bought the lot. There was a vacant lot in our neighborhood. It was called the lot. Somebody bought it and went building a house on it. Wait a minute, man, where are we going to play?
Well, and you know what's interesting?
Today I could probably get the government to put a stop to it.
All right, the very first house that I lived in, apartment I lived in Morro Bay, that was brand new. So apparently that had been either an empty lot or a house that was torn down, one or the other. But I'm sure the people that were in that neighborhood prior to that apartment building being built were very content with whatever was there or not there. You know, and then all of a sudden somebody came along and put some up on it, and then Benica moved into it. So
yeah.
I'm sure that didn't make him happy.
It's, you know, we've talked before about the fact of the matter is we just hit 8 billion people on the earth.
Seven.
There has to be a certain amount of growth. Growth is not an option. Growth's a fact.
Well,
the county supervisor some years back, you know, I'm a big supporter of Cacho, and he was criticized for approving more development than the criticizers wanted, but there was a state law requiring a certain rate of growth. They had to approve a certain rate of growth, or they'd be in violation of state law.
Yeah, I don't know what. Now I assume that, and I've been, it's a head scratcher because nobody's actually had an answer for this. But I assume that if you do not comply with state law that says you have to expand at a certain rate along with everybody else in California, that you would be subject to fines.
It's probably huge fines.
I would imagine.
And right back to the government charging the government fines.
But didn't we have here's what I'm kind of curious about. We have a lot of internal expansion in the state of California, I suppose, but I thought we had more people leave than come last year.
Yeah, the demographic, that's only since in recent years.
Yeah.
Remember we had that, I can't think of the name of the gun, manufacturer of a really fine shotgun.
Oh, up in Paso.
Yeah.
Weatherby.
And Weatherby, which is, you know, an iconic name.
Yeah.
And he gave us his reason, the KSBY, that his executives couldn't buy houses out here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you, I was visiting Trisha's nephew in North Carolina, and he lived in a Mack mansion. This thing is, it was very impressive house on wooded acreage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Trisha whispers to me, ask him what he paid. And I said, honey, he's a self-made man. We're not going to have to ask him. We just gave him a little while, and he told us. He paid $535,000 for this place. And we both started laughing.
Where was that?
North Carolina.
Yeah, really.
It was in a beautiful part of North Carolina, right near a lake on wooded acres.
Yeah.
You know, and we started laughing. And he was prepared to be offended. I said, no, dude, on the Central Coast, that would buy you a tract house.
Oh, really?
$535,000. This is before the crash.
No, it isn't. It still doesn't matter. This, you know, Central Coast California property is still amazing. Monterey property is still beyond. You know, I think I shared this story. We were in Monterey one time. We stayed at a motel, and I was just talking to the ladies in the front. I had to go check out, and I said, you know, can I ask you a question honestly? Where do you guys live? Because there's no place in Monterey you can afford. You know, I mean, a common working person can. There's just no place in Monterey. And
all be lottery winners.
I know it. And Monterey's terrible, and it gets more terrible when you get to Pacific Grove, where they got those little tiny one-bedroom houses that are, you know, old leftover from the sardine canning days. And those things are worth $1 million. So I said, you know, where do you people live? And they said, well, most of us live in apartments in Salinas.
Yeah.
And then the girl said, I was hoping that I was going to be able to buy a house in. We went to look for a house in Greenfield. Now Greenfield, that's a hell of a drive though, you know, from Greenfield to Monterey.
Beautiful road,
but geez, think about commuting that thing twice a day.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they said, you know, the houses that they put up in Greenfield, I don't know how many years ago, it was a few years ago, they said, you know, they started $450,000. And they said, we can't afford that. Of course they couldn't. So I go, I don't know, you know, $450,000 for a house in Greenfield, for gosh sakes. It's like, holy cow, you know.
What's the name of that inn and restaurant? In your moment after another. Up on Highway 1, just north of here, Ragged Point.
Yeah, Ragged Point.
They provide transportation for their employees.
That's a good idea.
From Paso.
Really? From Paso?
Yeah, yeah, they got like a big van.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's good from both sides. You know, I mean, it's a great benefit to the employees, and and people take the job.
Well, yeah, because the only other thing you could do is to build barracks over in the corner somewhere.
Well, they have that, too.
Oh, they do?
They have living quarters over behind, north of the restaurant. There's that big wooden fence, and on the back side of that is staff living quarters.
I think I've seen that.
I don't know if that's the management, because I kind of was, you know, checking it out and looking at it, and couldn't see any discreet way of just walking back there, you know.
So there's no way that you can't do that discreetly. Especially
not without getting hollered at.
Especially our size, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Trisha freaks out when I get hollered at. Yeah.
No, that's true. Just north of the drive-in park, there's some kind of housing.
Yeah, there's some housing back there.
Recently they built...
But the thing that evidently was being explained to us by one of the employees as being the solution was they got this van that goes back and forth from Paso.
Interesting.
I love that area up there. I used to go up to Sylmar. You know where that is?
Right.
And I used to go there once a year and take classes, you know. And, gosh, that's a beautiful area.
What they do up there, there's a Sylmar. You can stay there like a motel. A Sylmar on the weekends, you can stay there like a motel.
And that ain't cheap.
No, it's not cheap, but sometimes they have special deals where it's about, $129 or something. But, you know, but you can stay on those grounds. And there's another motel Nancy and I have stayed at that's just off the grounds of a Sylmar, and they have specials for $89 a night.
Yeah, when you're going to a Sylmar, you have the option, if you're old school, you can stay at the old lodge.
Right.
Which is really charming. It's nice. It's logs, and you know, it's just kitchen, something you'd see in a movie in the 50s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not exactly up to date. but
it's very much a very pretty, very, very pretty area, Pacific Grove.
Beautiful place, nice classrooms.
Yeah, and then you got the trees and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's real nice.
It's right on the golf course, Pebble Beach Golf Course.
Right, they're right on the ocean there. And there's a wooden walkway, kind of like they built from Pismo. There's a wooden walkway they can walk for miles along the frontage area of Pebble Beach along the golf course there. And then there's a little restaurant there that's very nice, and I can't think of the name of it. And it's right in the same area. And that has a view of the golf course, but it's really...
And the 17-mile drive starts from there. You want to see what serious bucks means.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Here's what's funny. So if you go to this restaurant and you say, I'd like to have a beer, you know, you're going to pay $4 for the beer, and you're looking out over the golf course. If you go ahead and you go up to, I forget what the very first part of Pebble Beach is called. I'm trying to think of it. I'm having my senior moment. But anyway, the very first place you can go into that has a hotel and has a restaurant and all that stuff, and you go in that restaurant and you get a little bit better view of the golf course, but not much, and that is and you pay $10 for the beer. So it's like, yeah, might as well not bother, you know.
A couple of our guys thought they might like to go do a round on that golf course, and they came back in shell shock. Green fee was like a month's pay or something.
Oh, no, green fee.
Dang.
Insane.
But do you ever take that 17-mile drive?
Yeah, I have. It's very, very good. I mean, it's very
gorgeous. Unbelievable. I knew a trick for going down that road free, you know, and so I did that a couple times. And, man, those people never have to ask what anything cost, evidently.
No, and, you know, it's just a pretty darn area, Carmel, up in that area and Monterey Peninsula, because if you go the back way into Pacific Grove, that's a gorgeous drive also. You know, if you're not taking the freeway, we go on the back way. That's a really pretty drive there.
If you're an automotive enthusiast or a motorcyclist, there is a groovy highway that goes directly from Greenfield to Carmel. I'm sure nobody commutes that way because it's kind of windy.
I've driven it.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I can see how much fun it'd be on a motorcycle. Nancy and I were doing it, and we kept thinking, you know, this Carmel Valley's got to be here sooner or later, you know, because it's
you got a whole other mountain to go.
I know, it's so windy and everything that you just feel like you've been on the road for 2 days. So we stopped and had some lunch. We just went over to the side of the road, and there were some cows there and stuff, and we just had a sandwich. And so we were looking at each other and going, you know, well, I don't know how much farther it is, you know, but it can't be that much farther. And then we went another 100 yards when we started out again, and there was a sign that said, you know, the Carmel Valley was like another 79 miles. We were like, what? What? Absolutely funny.
I was going the other way. I was going from Carmel over the other way. And unfortunately, in that quaint little gas station in Carmel where I gassed up, it got some water in the gas or something. And my car was having fits and having a really tough time. And that made the trip take a lot longer. And it was bumming me out because it was a fast car. I wanted to boogie.
That's too bad. That's too bad, because let me say something about that Shell station in the middle of Carmel that has always amazed me. That Shell station, like the last time we were up there, the Shell station in the middle of Carmel, there's only one gas station that's convenient whatsoever, and that's the one that's right in the middle of town.
Quaint.
That is quaint, but besides that, its gas was cheaper than San Luis Obispo's gas.
Everybody's gas is cheaper than San Luis Obispo's.
No, I mean, it amazed me. You know, you could charge whatever you wanted to for gas there. I mean, you know, you say if it's $10 a gallon, people need gas. They need gas.
I wonder if perhaps it's owned by a consortium of residents.
I don't know, but I'm just telling you that I thought, how reasonable this is. Even if it was the same as San Luis Obispo, it had been reasonable. Even if it was a little bit more than San Luis Obispo, would be reasonable. It's the only gas station in town.
I never have understood why San Luis Obispo has to be so expensive.
They have 1,000 reasons about transport and all. I don't get it either.
I understand why California is more important, because we have 185 unusual environmental requirements. Each county has its own special blend. That's probably part of it. What do you want to bet this county's got a special blend?
That's like that, you know, Karen Vili's story in CalcoastNews.com about that spill they had, you know, the chemical spill, the chemical on purpose spill in the maintenance yard. And within 15 minutes, of a chemical spill in San Luis Obispo County, you have 12 agencies you have to report to.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, holy dump truck.
Including the Coast Guard, since San Luis Creek is a navigable waterway.
I don't know why they say that is, but...
I don't know what you're going to navigate, maybe an inner tube.
No, I don't think you can even navigate an inner tube up the creek, but the Coast Guard is responsible for it.
The thing that used to freak me before they built that new $20 million water treatment plant,
mm-hmm.
we would go down and have chlorine drills at the sewer farm, drill on how to respond to these one-ton containers.
Oh, really?
And part of the tour was to take a look at the outfall, you know, the little...
Yeah.
And then you'd see particularly mothers with little children down at Avila.
Uh-huh.
That's the one place they'd take their children to go play was over in that creek. Damn. If it was somebody I knew, I would speak to them and say, hey, you know, do you know that San Luis Obispo is paying $1,000 a day fine for the quality of their sewer effluent?
Yeah, that's it's too bad when that you're right. And that's where people love to take the kids and play.
It's really nice.
Well, you sure it's shallow? It's fun
and
for
there's
the kids?
All kinds of living things in it.
Yeah,
a lot you can't see, too.
Gary, I appreciate your call, sir.
You will, Mr.
We will recommend both of us, if you ever get a chance, to take the Greenfield to Carmel or vice versa.
Great road.
Back
on a motorcycle or a
car.
You know, an enthusiast automobile.
Well, even just to drive, it's just beautiful. Just take, you just know it's going to take you a while, but it's a gorgeous trip.
Yeah, don't be in a hurry.
All right, sir.
Be
talk
well, Mr.
Okay, bye.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a $1 million smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place, Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land. It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
often is sex the main topic of conversation at your church, synagogue, or mosque? Several years ago, one Texas preacher called on married couples in his congregation to have sex every day for a week. Now, that pastor, Ed Young, and his wife, Lisa, are releasing a book based on the results of that challenge called Sexperiment. The purpose? Help couples reconnect and improve their marriages. Well, Pastor Young and his wife are joining me this morning from Dallas. And I know both of you, this is amusing to a lot of us, but you're dead serious about this. When you first issued this challenge to your congregation, I mean, did some people faint in the congregation? What was the reaction to it?
Yeah, I think some people fainted, but basically the guys went nuts. They were so excited. They gave us a standing ovation. But then after the sex experiment had been going on for 3 or 4 days, we began to have incredible emails and response from the wives. So it's been very, very well received. So that's why we're so excited about this book. We think this book will revolutionize marriages.
Okay, I've read the book. It's very interesting. And one line I want to read to you. Yeah, one line I want to read to you. Tell me what this means. I mean, I think I know what it means, but I want to hear it from both of you. We've kicked the bed out of church and God out of the bed. We need to bring the bed back in the church and God back in the bed. Was God once in the bed? Are you saying God used to be in the bed? He should be back in the bed. It sounds, to be honest, I mean, it's funny, but it sounds to some people, I know, sacrilegious.
Yeah, I would say that for far too long, the church has been silent about talking about a subject that God was not silent about. He certainly wasn't, is the author and creator of sex. So why would we not, in the context of church, speak about something that he was not bashful about? And we believe very strongly that the family unit is the number one place to talk about sex, and the church is the second best place to talk about sex. But throughout church history, we find that
How are the TV networks think that TV during their kids' hour is the best time to talk about it? that was a story I didn't get to yesterday. And I'm not altogether happy that I got to it today. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? Hey, you're with Bill Benninger. This is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. Phone numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. I got it. I got her. Yeah. I have in my hand right here the 2011 Darwin Awards, and it's the magical time of year when the Darwin Awards are bestowed honoring the least evolved amongst us. The winner, we're going to do the winner first, I don't care. That's how they did it, that's how I'll do it. When his .38 caliber revolver failed to fire at his intended victim during a holdup in Long Beach, would-be Robert James Elliott did something that can only inspire wonder. He peered down the barrel and tried the trigger again. This time it worked. Honorable mentions, the chef at a hotel in Switzerland lost a finger in a meat-cutting machine and after a little shopping around submitted a claim to his insurance company. The company, expecting negligence, sent out one of its men to have a look for himself. He tried the machine and also lost a finger. The chef's claim was approved. A man who shoveled snow for an hour to clear a space for his car during a blizzard in Chicago returned with his vehicle to find a woman had taken the space. Understandably, he shot her. After stopping for drinks at a legal bar, a Zimbabwean bus driver found that the 20 mental patients he was supposed to be transporting had escaped. Not wanting to admit his incompetence, the driver went to a nearby bus stop and offered everyone waiting there a free ride. He then delivered the passengers to the mental hospital, telling the staff that the patients were very excitable and prone to bizarre fantasies. Deception was discovered for 3 days. I remember this story happened. An American teenager was in a hospital recovering from serious head wounds received from an oncoming train. When asked how he received the injuries, the lad told police that he was simply trying to see how close he could get his head to a moving train before he was hit. A man walked into Louisiana Circle K, put a $20 bill on the counter, and asked for change. When the clerk opened the cash drawer, the man pulled a gun and asked for all the cash in the register, which the clerk promptly provided. The man took the cash from the clerk and then fled, leaving the $20 bill on the counter. The total amount of cash he got from the drawer was $15. Hey, I got like these. It seems an Arkansas guy wanted some beer pretty badly. He decided that he'd just throw a cinder block through a liquor store window, grab some brews, and run. So he lifted the cinder block and heaved it over his head at the window. The cinder block bounced back and hit the would-be thief on the head, knocking him unconscious. The liquor store window was made of plexiglass. The whole event was caught on videotape. As a female shopper exited a New York convenience store, a man grabbed her purse and ran. The clerk called 911 immediately, and the woman was able to give them a detailed description of the snatcher. Within minutes, the police apprehended the snatcher. They put him in the car and drove back to the store. The thief was then taken out of the car and told to stand there for a positive ID, to which she replied, "Yes, officer, that's her. That's the lady I stole the purse from." Number nine, the Ann Arbor News Crime Column reported that a man walked into a Burger King in Ypsilanti at 5 a.m. in Michigan and flashed a gun and demanded cash. The clerk turned him down because he said he couldn't open the cash register without a food order. When the man ordered onion rings, the clerk said they weren't available for breakfast. The man, frustrated, walked away. And lastly, when a man attempted to siphon gas from a motorhome parked on a Seattle street by sucking on a hose, he got much more than he bargained for. Police arrived at the scene to find a very sick man curled up next to a motorhome near spilled sewage. Police spokesman said that the man admitted trying to steal gasoline, but he plugged his siphon hose into the motorhome's sewage tank by mistake. The owner of the vehicle declined to press charges, saying it was the best laugh he'd ever had, the best laugh he'd ever had. That's it right there. That's everything. Let me remind you this. Let me do this one more time. Remind, alert, alert, alert. Welcome home mission is today at the Santa Maria Airport. It was this, and hopefully it worked out as well, as I was going to tell you, because our specialist returned at about 1:30. And so, and you know what amazes me about these welcome home things is all those, they got 400 motorcycle guys, freedom riders are called. 400 guys on motorcycle. I don't know where they park. I don't know what they do. Wow. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable, I'd say. Here's one last thought from CNN, and I thought it was interesting. This is Kodak's past and future strategy. We know what the past was for their strategy. Let's see what their future strategy is and see if we can figure out what the heck Kodak's going to do. We should find out what Polaroid's going to do. We're ready. We're ready. And it's going to be another one of those. Okay. So it could start at any moment.
It's hard to find the memories you left behind.
The celebrated Kodak moment. These nostalgic commercials once helped define the brand to a new generation.
The new Kodak Extra One camera is
capturing moments in time forever. The company's place in history stretches back to 1881, when George Eastman founded the Eastman Dry Plate Company in Rochester, New York. The Kodak name wasn't born until 1888. And the iconic logo has barely changed in more than a century.
He actually chose a name that he knew would be able to be read in multiple languages throughout the world, hence Kodak. Everybody can read Kodak.
Eastman is seen here with Thomas Edison, who was a lifelong friend, and they set the standard for motion picture film that is still in use today. Kodak brought the camera to the public, selling it for a dollar, with the mass production of the Brownie, and that changed photography forever.
Not only was there the Brownie of the 1900s, the phrase that went along with it was, you push the button and we do the rest, but all the way into the 50s, that little Brownie, the little black one that all the kids had, it was probably their first camera. So it was enormously important in terms of getting the idea of photography out to the mass public.
And Kodak's technology enabled photographers like Steve McCurry to capture some of the world's most iconic images.
This is a dark room, and frankly, a pretty rare place to find these days. But of course, this is where film is processed, maybe 35 millimeter or medium format. And of course, film was a core business for Kodak for many decades. And then once again, they revolutionized the industry by inventing the digital camera in 1975.
The very technology that was to undermine their original business. Sales of film declined, and Kodak began to feel pressure from foreign competitors. In the last year, its share price has plunged 92% and could be delisted from the New York Stock Exchange for now trading below a dollar. Kodak's solution? To sell the patents behind its digital imaging technology, which is widely used in mobile phones.
If they get this infusion of cash for $1 billion, they have to use this capital and be successful in the go-forward businesses that they've chosen.
Kodak is the first company.
The company is now pinning its future on its commercial printing business. Time will tell if this develops into profits. But whatever the outcome, an American icon has been transformed far beyond the original blueprints of George Eastman. Felicia Taylor, CNN, New York.
Thanks, Felicia Taylor, CNN, New York. You know, the interesting thing I've learned now with these new digital cameras is, you know, you get one of these cards, you get a memory card that you can put 100 million photographs on, and so you never have them developed until you do. And then when you have 100 million, you don't know what to do with it. So you actually never see a photograph ever again. You actually you see it framed when you take it. You can check it in your camera and see that little tiny picture, and that's it. I guess people are smarter than me, and they go and they get the things developed. Anyway, my brother-in-law pulled out a roll of Fuji film the other day. And Fuji's the last people to make film. And said, I don't know if we have a camera we can use this. And I found this. And I said, if you find the camera to use it, is there somebody to develop it? And everybody agreed that somebody would be able to. In one of those dark rooms that you don't see much of anymore. Other things that are going on. This is a people are heading up to the North Coast because the birthing is taking place of the elephant seals, which would have to be something that I don't see that. Anyway, and then they're a big attraction. They don't do much usually, you know. They don't do much, but they when they fight for mates, you know, they that's the time when it's got a little bit exciting. They're kind of sort of boy, they're butt ugly. So that's what's going on with that. And then John Lindsay reminded us of some very important history. He said, the greater the wind speed, the higher the wave will be. In 1940, you know, during World War II, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill offered President Franklin Roosevelt the use of the Queen Mary and Queen Elizabeth ocean liners to transport large numbers of U.S. troops to the British Isles. At the time, the Queen Mary was the fastest ocean liner in the world and could outrun any German gunboat. In late 1942, on her journey across the Atlantic, the Queen Mary sailed into heavy seas and began to pitch and roll. Sure enough, motion sickness struck the thousands of landlubbers on board. Dehydration from vomiting became so severe many sought medical attention in the hospital. As she continued across the stormy Atlantic, the liner was struck by a rogue wave several hundred miles northwest of Ireland. A gigantic wave caused the ship to roll within a few degrees of capsizing a tiny bit farther, and she would have taken more than 16,000 souls to Davy Jones Lock, becoming the worst maritime disaster in history. They can roll over. And then later in the war, Admiral William Bull Halsey sailed his fleet right into the heart of a rapidly intensifying typhoon off the Philippines. Three destroyers, the USS Hull, the USS Monaghan, and the USS Spence, capsized and sank during the storm with a loss of 775 lives. They just keep us on our toes right there. So, you know, and we appreciate John Lindsay for being a friend.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you.
Let's do it to it at noon o'clock tomorrow, Wednesday, right here on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Talk a sheep with Bill Benninger. We'll do it. And don't forget everything here, believe, and don't forget to not believe it. And watch out for what you're talking about when you don't know what you're saying.
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benninger.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
We'll be right back.